are about to move into another dimension. A dimension not only of sound, but of imagination. A dimension full of bad grammar and made-up words. An award-deserving dimension known as Spike on the Mic.
Get it in. I said Spike check one, the Spike check two, Spike check three. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. And welcome to another award-deserving episode of the Spike on the Mic Show. You know, sometimes when you turn on your intranets and your radio, you're wondering, are they going to be there? Because I always wonder myself, will I hear this award-deserving episode of the Spike on the Mic Show? Sometimes we are not here. We are preempted, or we're just not on. So if you turn on Radio St. Pete, if you say, Alexis, play RadioSt.Pete.com, you should hear the Spike on the Mic Show. We are broadcasting here live from our great, great patio studio at the one, the only, the world-famous Hooters here on 4215 West Hillsborough Avenue. And it is a beautiful, gorgeous day out here. It is October the 15th. You know, we don't see a sunset, but it's nice out here. The weather is not hot. There is no lightning for me to lose control. We're doing good here. But as always, because I'm shy, I will not do this alone. Can't do this alone. So let me, without further ado, introduce the crew. Directly in my peripheral vision, when I turn my head, we like to have the man who, he's homeschooled and he's also a captain. So we like to call him Dr. Captain Clark. Dr. Captain Clark, how are you sticking?
Who told you I was sticking?
A little birdie. You can tell by the way you stick.
Fine.
There you go. All right, and the sounds going through your eardrums, you can hear them every Monday at 7. We like to call him PWS. PWS, how you sticking?
I'm sticking like Spike to any kind of a story that involves ashes.
Ashes?
There's been like 4 stories all involving ashes.
Okay. All right, well, unfortunately... Yeah. Tonight is not going to be one of those stories.
Oh, you know? I am so thankful.
Speaking of ashes.
Yes.
Remind me to get back to that.
All right.
Once I continue.
Oh, wait. No, you said there'd be no ashes.
No, but anyway.
So I'm not going to remind you. Then there'll be ashes.
Yeah.
So.
You guys missing the whole point.
I'm not telling you.
Well, then I'm going to forget about it.
Good.
No, the point is when you say remind me.
No, I was mocking you when I said I'm sticking like... Spike to a story about ashes.
I don't understand that. Yeah. If you understand what he's talking about, I'll let you know what numbers to call later on. But the reason we're here, ladies and gentlemen, let's go ahead and get this over with. The real reason we're here is because this next sound you hear, we like to call him the Voice of Reason. Voice of Reason, how you sticking?
Spike, I'm sticking like S's to your words. Like, for example, next week, if I'm not here, I might ask Alexis.
Yeah.
To take me to RadioSt.Pete.com.
Yeah, see, that's another thing. It's Alexa. It's not Alexis.
But Spike,
if you say Alexis, Alexa is not going to answer.
But you knew what he meant, right?
Yeah.
Except that Alexa wouldn't know what he meant.
No,
she would. She would.
No, she wouldn't.
If she's in my house, what if I say, like, Alizea, play RadioSt.Pete.
She will.
No, that was only on Saturday Night Live.
It worked, right?
Yeah.
All right, well, so then the next sound you're going to hear is this man, he knows it all.
Oh, no.
He is. He is Bill
Samatz. I thought
Samatz.
He was an idiot.
Savant.
Oh.
Bill Samatz, how you sticking?
I'm sticking like a defensive coordinator job to Mike Smith.
Yay.
Yeah. Or Mike Stoops.
Is there something you want to tell us?
Both of those coaches got terminated from their jobs.
Oh, I thought you got a new job. I thought that's what we were going to hear.
Yeah, no, as the DC. No, I'm not the DC of the Buccaneers nor the Sooners, so.
Oh, okay. Well, we'll have to just I live with that.
That kind of means they're not sticking, so I'm
Yeah, they're not sticking at all.
Oh, my garage. All right, so let's go ahead and round out the crew. Ladies and gentlemen, he is the one who has the biggest name on the banner. He is a people's favorite. We like to call him the Gas Man. Gas Man, how you sticking?
I am sticking fantastic, man. Enjoying my day off after a 71-hour work week.
Damn.
Whoa, how many hours?
71 hours. In 6 days.
You know what that means? That means he made a lot of overtime.
Is that allowed? Allowed?
No, it's not. It's against the law.
Come on.
That's what they do.
Do you need to call Catania?
What's going to happen is when they get busted for it, I'm going to get paid.
No, come on. Time and a half, no?
No, I don't get paid by the hour.
What? You're a salaried employee?
Load employee.
Load employee. You pay by the load. I get paid by whatever I take out, whatever I deliver.
Oh, so what you're saying is you just deliver too slow.
No. Yeah, when I can figure out how to control traffic and all that stuff, yeah, then I'll start making
it. So riddle me this, Gas Man. How many?
Look at that.
Yeah. How many loads does a normal load man load? Not like the chipmunks.
How many loads does a load man load if a load man could load loads?
Yes.
Yes.
It depends. Usually I go out with three. It depends on the miles and how many stores you got. You can only do so many miles in a day.
Yeah.
You know?
So what happens if you exceed your miles before you've reached your load quota? Does somebody have to come take over your route?
Actually, it's the hours. You're not supposed to go over your hours. Your computer goes off.
Gas 70 man, can't be the correct
this
hours.
This probably should be the gas report.
Gas it? Man has exceeded his hours and is in violation of DOT. Screw you, DOT.
Oh,
you can't say that. We need to cut that.
Yeah, can you beat that out?
So we're thinking that you're dozing off as you're squirting the gasoline on the ground. Yeah. Oh, yeah, I can see the picture.
Only when I'm allegedly.
I think Gas Man's taking a calculated risk that no one from the DOT would know this.
Oh. Screw you, DOT. I will choke your ass out right now.
Oh,
bring
my
your ass
garage.
Down here.
Why you want to choke people out? You
so Gas
choke
Man.
Somebody.
Choke out a whole department of people?
Yeah.
I will, yeah.
Oh, sure.
Let me get this straight. The last load of the week, you don't get paid any more for than the first load.
No, I get paid by the load. The load is the load.
Yeah, but you don't get paid any extra.
No, I don't.
If the load is across the street or if the load is 100 miles, same thing?
No.
Like a chicken crossing the road?
The gas station over there pays less than the gas station in Sarasota.
Okay.
The further out you go, the more money you make.
Got it.
Whoa.
The miles determine the pay structure.
Wow, we learned so much. And it wasn't even the gas report.
Yeah.
No.
All right, so now, you're supposed to remind me of something.
Yeah. Do the show.
Okay, that wasn't it. But so, ladies and gentlemen, this is the Spike on the Mic show. We are here at, like I say, at Utrecht. And we do three things. We talk about three things.
Things
sponsors.
The past, the present, and the future.
Also, if you'd like to be part of the show, you can always give us a call at
813-699-3900
because we are a caller-driven show.
Oh, please,
we enjoy people calling, driving. Every once in a while, we love our callers and our listeners to take the wheel. We should throw in something like Take the Wheel music. The only one I know is not Take the Wheel music.
No. All right. Yeah,
there is a song, Jesus Take the Wheel, but it's a country song. I don't think you want to add that.
Yeah, that's why I was pulling back on that, Smiles. So, also, we have another thing. We have to do some program. We have to take care of our sponsors.
Oh. The Spike and the Mike Show. The Spike and the Mike Show is brought to you by the Game Day Metric Tour.
I don't know what happened there.
The Game Day Metric Tour is a charity bicycling tour featuring two courses through scenic landscapes. And by Kansas City Online Radio, bringing you cool blues and entertaining talk 7 days a week at kconlineradio.com. And by RadioSt.Pete.com, local internet radio from St. Petersburg, Florida. Today's hits and yesterday's favorites, 24 hours a day, StPeteRadio.com.
Welcome to Hooters! Politically incorrect since 1983.
The official home of race fans.
Speaking of race fans.
Yes.
No pickles tonight.
No pickles?
He came in 31st.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Wow.
I don't know what happened. I wasn't watching.
So normally what happens is if Chase Elliott, is that correct?
Wow. If Chase Elliott
comes in the top 10,
right,
then normally, if you are a participating Hooters,
yes,
and Hooters,
they're
and
all participating,
you, and you ask and remind the waitresses,
yes,
that hey, we get free pickles. You yeah. can't do it this time because the man did not come in no. the top 10.
And you got to do it on Monday too.
And you are so beautiful. All right, just throwing that out there.
Well, thank you. You very much.
Throwing that
oh,
out there.
Oh, I thought he
yeah,
meant
no,
me.
Not nan one of y'all's. So as I say, ladies and gentlemen, we talk about three things. We talk about the past and the future.
Oh, no.
And
oh,
we
yes.
are
oh, no.
caller-driven. So we have to do this. Without further ado, let's go to our caller. Caller, welcome to the Spike on the Mic Show. How you sticking?
Spike, it's Mark from the Marco Radio Happy Hour Show.
Oh, oh
hey. Hey, Marco. What's up, buddy?
Marco, how you sticking?
How come you're not here? Hey. We have an empty mic.
Oh, my God. Well, I wasn't invited for one thing.
Oh, yeah, that happens.
No, normally yeah. our calendar is booked. But anyway, how you sticking? What's going on your side of the world?
Hey, listen, man, I'm not sure you guys are on.
What do you mean?
No.
We're not?
I see.
I know. I hate that. It happens to us, too. But I'm not sure you guys are on. We've got the Radio CT playing, and it's music.
I see that we're streaming. We're streaming for the last 11 minutes.
Well, I hope that's
Mark,
true.
Stop lying.
Oh. No, not lying, dude.
No, he's
this is an attempt at sabotage. We're supposed to pack up and go home now, and we'd lose our spot.
Nah, gonna do it.
Nah.
No, let's listen to that. Listen, he would not try to sabotage us.
No, he would.
So
I would not.
No,
I would
really,
not.
Really. I met the guy.
Call. I mean, this is completely out of loyalty, and for whatever reason, I'm not picking it up here at the house.
So are you trying it on Alexa?
We decided to call in. What's that?
Are you doing it on Alexa?
Stop saying Alexa that.
No, I don't like that bitch.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, so how are you trying to hear us, may I ask?
Radio
well,
St. Pete.
We have our Bluetooth speaker, and we have it tuned into Radio St. Pete.
Oh, man.
We're not getting it.
Oh, well, we need to check that. I don't understand that. We need to check.
I know, and I hate it. It happens to us, too, and it's like, God damn it, what's going on, you know?
You know what? I want to say this because last week we had a listener in another area, like in Daytona, and they said, Alexa, Radio St. Pete, and she said it was just music.
By the way, here is the Spike on the Mic Show right now.
Nice.
There you go. That's what I'm hearing.
Wow.
Somebody forgot to flip the switch.
That is me singing, though, right now.
That sounds a lot like you.
So, Marco, well, thank you for the update. We got to figure this damn thing out.
Oh, my God.
I'm sorry, guys. It happens. It's happened to us, and it sucks.
Well, let me say, when it happened to you.
What do we do now? Do we just kill ourselves?
But Marco,
I've always felt that way, but no, I've worked past it.
How are we supposed to monetize this without being heard?
But let me ask you this, Marco. When it happened to you, how'd you fix it?
He didn't.
We basically had to like reboot
everything.
Pretty much, yeah.
Oh, that's crazy.
Yeah, well, you've seen it. You've seen our setup. We're pretty intense over here.
I know. I know.
Well, this is not cool.
And our stream is still going. Who's hearing it?
But the thing
somebody's got to be hearing
it. The good thing is that you are recording, though, right?
Yes, we are recording.
We are recording.
This would be the podcast.
But you'll still have something for the archive.
Oh,
that's
true.
That's my whole
Absolutely.
Saving grace. It's like, well, we're still recording.
Well, I think we're going to have to talk to the CEO and driver of the...
So we're not reaching the 4.5 people that are listening
live.
Everyone else will listen to this all week. So it doesn't really change a lot.
Oh, it changes because now we got 5 people.
I know. Because we've never had a half.
Marco, how often do you have the listen parties at the house there? Is it like you got like it's like Super Bowl, right?
Yeah.
Every week?
Hey, you know what we do? We call it... pizza and Spike Night every Monday.
That's so nice.
Cuss word. Well, so listen, maybe I need to get into the SOTM budget and we need to send y'all an apology pizza.
Yeah. Yeah. Why isn't it that you called Joe? Make him fix it.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, he's probably out of town or something.
Exactly. Yeah.
You know,
he doesn't
it's
care.
It's hard to reach him.
Yeah.
Yeah, well,
we should mention we thank you for calling anybody at all.
That's true. Yeah,
there is that.
There is that.
Well, now I'm a little perturbed and shut back. I'm a little sad.
Are you a turd? God. Is that what you said?
Hey, listen, it's a real kick in the nuts, man. When you realize you're not on air, once you start, it's like, damn
we
it.
We are on air. You I know, see it.
I get
14
it.
Minutes and 45 seconds. Yeah.
And listen, the listeners is telling you that we don't see us. He don't see us. And we haven't anybody on our chat line, so I'm tending to believe you, Marco.
We just played it for you on the air. Is that not enough proof?
Oh, yeah, that's true.
Oh, that couldn't be enough proof.
That could be enough truth. Well, I don't know what to say. We have too much stuff to restart. Wait a minute. To restart your player, Safari users may have stopped. Restart the player. That's what I'm hearing, so... Yeah. Okay, so what I'm going to do, I'm going to sit around here and we're just going to talk among ourselves then.
In the past, still, in the present.
Look, 99% of podcast is recorded and played throughout for eternity. So
what does that mean?
Like,
what does that mean?
Absolutely.
It doesn't matter. I mean, so we don't have the live audience, which could range anywhere from 3 to 1,000.
They can always go back and find it. Is what you're saying.
Yeah, it's going to be there.
Very few podcasts are played live.
Very few. Thank you. Yes.
Well, I mean, they're all recorded.
We are not the very or the few.
No, that's right. That's why you're an award deserving.
That's right.
But hey, not award winning.
That's it. Right.
So, Marco, I'm sorry, but you're going to have to be in there with the cattle and listen to the replay. And you know what?
You're missing this. To that.
This is going to be the best show ever.
I think. And
you're going to be on.
You know what, though?
Show ever when this happens.
You know what this could be, though? This could actually, you could make the title of a Spike on the Mic show. It could be Marco Breaks the News.
Ooh.
See?
That's Marco you are Breaks the News.
Exactly.
Right?
You're a candidate.
You know what?
We could also just go home.
No, we can't.
Oh, yeah. That's a good idea.
That's the reason we're here.
I still got to do laundry anyway, so yeah.
Okay, so listen, Mark. I'm sorry. You're going to sit around and eat pizza. Without the entertaining background noise of the SOTM.
Here's a suggestion. You can always listen to one of the previous recorded ones and then know that this one will be like a new experience at some point later in the week.
Oh,
well,
man.
That's what I'm hoping for.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
That was almost a disaster.
Jeez. Yeah. All right, man. Well, listen, we're going to press on. I'm sorry for... I mean, thank you for the information.
All right, wait. Wait, no,
while I'm sorry to be the one to bear bad news.
No, wait, while he's on the line, I'm going to stop the stream.
All right.
Yeah, because we're still recording, so it doesn't matter if you stop the stream or not.
Yes, exactly.
And we'll try and do it again.
Right. And now I'm going to start the stream.
Shut up, Marco.
The magic?
I've started it. Can you hear us now?
Shut up, Marco.
Yeah, you did.
It was improvised, yeah.
I love that.
Sorry. You put that on your show.
All right. Are we on now? Check us out. Check
probably
us out.
Would be there because you still have the 15 second delay or something.
Are you still music?
No, we're not.
You're on.
We're on. Okay.
Yeah,
okay.
Damn it. Wow.
All right. I'm canceling that pizza order.
All right.
Why? He told you.
No, canceling the pizza.
Well, you didn't. It's just cheese, no pepperoni now.
Yeah, exactly.
You keep your show.
Look, do your thing. Have a good show.
Hey,
all right,
we love you, brother.
Don't tell us what
Marco,
to do.
Thanks for calling.
Thank you, Marco.
Don't tell us what to do.
Why would we start now?
Fuck you.
Yeah.
Let's do it.
Oh God, let's not do the introductions again.
Bye.
No, listen. It's important. Listen, we got question marks. Marco sent 3 question marks on the Twitter line. What's happening? And then some other people that wasn't playing, and I'm going to make this up, they didn't say anything.
Yeah. Oh, but, yeah. You're going to quote people that didn't say anything. That's good.
Yeah, really.
Yeah.
All right, so we've done introductions. Everybody's here.
Right.
We're full staff.
Future.
We're playing through the pain.
Right. And it's time for...
We've given our sponsor stuff.
And it's...
Topic changing music. Is that the button you was waiting on?
And now, a topic that may or may not be streaming on the Spike on the Mic show.
No, before we do the topic changing music, you're supposed to remind me of something for the people that didn't hear. PW is supposed to remind me of something, and it has something to do about ashes.
Oh.
Not losing lotion? So it sounds like you remember it, and you don't need anybody to remind
no,
you.
No, I said that you asked me how I was sticking, and I was sticking... like Spike to another damn topic that concerns ashes.
Right.
Yeah.
And so it's funny that you would say that, and you guys should be listening to this.
Oh, sorry, you said it was funny.
Yeah, you're right. I was somewhere in a different location. And a listener came up to me and said, Spike, you nasty.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No.
No, that's true. That's totally true.
And I question myself. A question is present.
Yeah, we mentioned this last week. Now you're not going to talk about Thanksgiving and the ashes.
Okay, that was it.
Yeah.
All right,
yeah,
never mind.
See what I mean? See what I mean? Every damn week we're talking about the same damn thing.
That's why you hear music when you log on our show.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, all right, well, that's why they cut us off.
Well, let's just go to topic change of music. We did that, right?
Yes. Yeah. Yeah.
This topic, we already did it?
Yeah.
All right, this topic I like to call That Could Buy a Lot of TPs.
That Could Buy a Lot of TPs.
Yes, so this is going to be directed at certain people on this cast
right, that use a lot of TP.
Yeah, a lot of TPs.
I used TP twice today.
Did you? Me too.
I got a high fiber diet, so
yeah. Well, yeah.
High fiber?
Yeah.
I thought you said high fiber.
Like,
no, a high fiber diet.
All right, so you guys remember, know who 45, he put out a challenge. Yeah. He put out a challenge to
a TP challenge?
Elizabeth Warren's.
Oh, yeah. I remember that.
And said, if you can produce, document, or take the DNA test that you have some engine in you, I will donate $1 million to the charity of your choice. So now, she took the test because the National Indigenous Women's Research Center is looking for some money.
Right.
So she took the test, and
I got a dollar.
It came back to find out that she is got like 1/10,000th of an eighth.
Yeah, 1/32nd or something.
1,024. 1,024.
1 billion.
Which is less than 1%. Yeah.
So she got a drop of Indian in her, right?
Yep.
So if she qualifies for Indian.
No, 1 in 1,024 does not qualify for any Indian benefits.
Oh, it's not about benefits. She's got Native American blood.
Yeah, it was nothing about benefits.
No. Well, she used it in order to get into Harvard.
Why did she put it on
the application there and didn't put it on her application to Fordham?
See, here's the thing, man. There's things that she did. I mean, who knows which one is the truth?
Why did she not put it on her application to Fordham?
I don't know.
Why would she put it on her application to Harvard?
Why wouldn't she?
You're 1/1,024. Look, I'm 2% black. I had 2%
black. You a dang lie. You
I had 2% black in my DNA.
Way.
Yes.
No way.
I had 2% black. I'm going
to
start putting on all my applications. I'm black then. How would you feel about that?
No, I don't want you to do that.
Oh, okay. Well, okay, but I'm double what Elizabeth Warren is.
Both white people and black people don't want you to do that.
Yeah,
that's
really,
fine.
Yeah, really.
But I'm double what Elizabeth Warren is, 2.5 times what Elizabeth Warren is, and yet I can't do it, but she can do it?
You can't.
What?
No, you can
okay.
do it.
Okay. Listen,
no, I can't.
You can do that.
No, you
can
do
that.
I can't. Not if I'm trying to get benefits.
I don't want you to do it.
It's illegal. You can't do that.
No, I'm talking to him.
Wait. What makes it illegal?
You have to be, at least for Indian benefits, to qualify for anything, you have to be at least a quarter blood.
Did she get the benefits?
Yes.
No.
Then
no.
How'd she get in there?
I don't know. I'm asking you. I don't know. It had nothing to do with benefits.
It had nothing to do with her application.
Then why would you put it on there? Why would you put it on the application?
No, that's something that you guys made up.
What? She did put it on the application.
Nah.
Yes, she did. Oh, my God.
I want to know how it's been.
Well, it doesn't matter what she did.
It was on the application.
Well, it doesn't matter whether she did or not. Trump still owes her $1 million.
Yes.
If he said that, then sure he does. Yeah.
But if he said that, he's on tape saying that.
Yeah, but they asked him about it.
But I don't doubt you all that.
No, suddenly he no longer has any information in his head.
I never said that. You need to do your research.
He said they asked him about it. He said,
you need to read that again.
No, I had no idea that if he didn't say it or did say it. I don't know.
No, he did.
All right, then great. Then he owes her $1 million.
But you're arguing on his side.
No, then I.
Even
then he
though
owes
you
him
have
million,
no
then he owes her $1 million, then, if that's what you all
no,
say.
No, he said, he's just
I'm
said
not,
he
I'm not arguing anything on that sense. I don't. I never watched that.
He agrees.
No, last I heard, he said.
Basically.
So, Smoss agrees, but last I heard, 45 said, I didn't say that. I don't know what y'all talking about.
Mm. He said, I didn't say that.
He said, you need to go back and reread the transcript. That's what he said. So then they got a big tape of him saying it.
Saying it.
But right now, his exact words was, nobody cares about that.
Yeah.
Even the press secretary said nobody cares about that.
But he brought it up.
Yes.
He brought it up. If he didn't care, why would you bring it up? That's my whole thing. Nobody cares. You brought it up.
Serious.
He brought the Bertha thing up. Nobody cares. You brought it up.
No, I think a reporter,
both ways.
Reporter brought it up. I think a reporter brought it up. Originally during the speech, he brought it up. Yeah. You're right.
What I would say
he created this controversy himself.
Obviously, this topic was brought up on my end, because you said on some people here, that if it is, as you all said, and I believe you, he owes her $1 million. Because he said, you say, if she has any Indian, right?
Yes.
She
yes.
does have some.
No, actually, he just challenged her to take the test.
No, he said take the test, right. And it proves you got Indian in you.
Yeah. And I'll give you $1 million.
All right, fair. Then he owes her $1 million. But in the same respect, she owes everyone who has American Indian an apology, because if I start putting down black on any of my applications with 2% black in me, you would be pissed off.
No, I'm
I don't know. I mean, you
let,
would
be, hold on. Let me ask you one question.
Yeah.
One drop of black blood makes you black.
Yes.
I read the Constitution.
Yeah. Let me ask you this. Everybody they interviewed said that was not the case for hiring her. Do you think they all lying?
Yeah, I mean, you go back.
Yeah,
I think that go back to the application and to all that stuff. It is something that is looked at. When they look at some of these things, first of all, they separate what is. Yes, they do. Oh, my God. I was accepted to Dartmouth because I have American Indian in me, but I chose not to go to Dartmouth.
So she got in the Indian stack.
There you go. Perhaps you're right.
You and her are the same. Congratulations.
But so you're saying that the people who said that was not a factor are lying.
Oh, my God. They have a political agenda 40 years later
who
to say that.
Who doesn't have one?
40 years later, it's easy to say, well, that wasn't a factor. Oh, my God. Yes, it is. Then don't put it on your application if it's not a factor. Okay. Why would you put it on there if it's not a factor?
Okay, who wouldn't do anything they could to take advantage of any situation?
I didn't.
You couldn't pass for a black dude.
Yeah. Well, I did. I am Indian, though. I am Indian.
He does look a little Indian.
So it is.
He's kind of red faced.
If we get pulled over together, you ain't getting your ass whooped than I am. That's how that goes.
Is Elizabeth Warren a bad person for doing
yes.
that?
Yes.
Is Donald Trump a bad person for
Donald
saying
Trump's
that?
A bad person, period.
He had bad heels.
Whoa, mark that tape. Uh-huh.
Is he a bad person for saying he had bad heels?
For saying he had bad Bank heels?
Bad heels to stay out of
the military? Is that what, what the excuse was?
Wait, trust me.
I don't know. Then we don't want, a bad person anyway.
As an infantryman, let me speak. We don't want guys that don't want to be there carrying a rifle next to us. We want guys that want to be there and will fight. We don't want, if you don't want to serve, don't serve. Don't be out there with a rifle if you don't want to be out there.
Don't be back in my ass.
I disagree, but it's a different time with the draft, avoiding draft and everything else. So, but I'm with you. I 100% agree with you. But I'm just saying, when you're trying to avoid the draft, it didn't matter at the time, because that was everyone. Well, at the time, everyone was selected when you got 18, unless you had a reason not to. So it's a different world than you and I live in.
Yeah, volunteer.
He's 100% with you, but he's only 2% with you.
2%. Well, that's true. That's true. So why? Yeah, but why is it funny on this? But yet Elizabeth Warren, it's a fact because it's American Indian. It's
oh yeah.
Are you all claiming that black people take more precedence over American Indian?
Yes.
No.
Okay. Well,
no.
That's fine. Yeah. If that's what you're claiming.
Yes. Because we're all claiming. Imperialists.
Yeah. Okay. That's fine. I don't get what the difference is in that sense. That's what I'm saying. Why is it funny? When I tell you on my fact, yet Elizabeth Warren is half of what I am.
Because we know you. We don't know her.
Okay.
You know.
It's funny that.
But the interesting thing is, like I say, we know him, but we don't know her. And nobody in this table knows her, but he says she's lying.
I didn't say she's lying.
Everybody that said this is not the case is lying.
Here's what's funny about it.
What's funny?
45 made a point to go out and call her out. Call her Pocahontas and prove it and all this. He made a thing out of it.
Yeah.
Now that she's proven it, now everybody's getting a backlash on her. But she did it for this reason. Okay. Did it for that reason.
Right.
But she proved that she's got Native American blood. So,
But let's just go this way. Let's say I was an opponent of Donald Trump, and I've claimed to be 2% black.
That's the guy against him.
All right.
Opponent is the guy against him.
Yes.
Okay. Yeah,
that's
okay.
Very good, Spike. Very good. Right.
Yeah. Slow down. Just
and I claimed that, you know what? Back when my ancestors were brought over on the boat from Africa, or my ancestor or whatever,
right?
You know,
just was that brought one over, guy.
And I go like this. So I'm black and all this stuff. And now Donald Trump in this goes, God. Okay, calls me some. You know, George
Say
Washington
it.
Carver.
Say it.
Calls me George Washington. Whatever. He calls me whatever. Says something back then, you know.
Wait a minute.
Calls me Toby. All right.
That's a good one.
All right. That's what he goes.
Good
one for Toby.
Yeah.
All right.
Right.
Now all of a sudden, you all are sitting here argumenting like, what the hell's he doing? Yet he calls her Pocahontas because she's even less than I am. I don't. You all are not holding consistent. I'm the only one who's consistent on this team.
All right. But do you want us, for consistency's sake, you want us to call you Kunta Kinte?
That's fine. I'm cool with that. I'm all right with that.
I'm the one that really should be offended because Donald Trump once said he was one half Swedish.
There you go.
Of course, the reason to be more offended than anybody.
And he's German. Absolutely not. He's German.
He's German.
And he claimed to be Swedish. Why? To hide his N-word roots.
There you go. Oh.
Thank you. By definition of all this, yes, he owes her $1 million. If that's what you're asking, by what everyone says. And you all are
actually,
thinking that I'm going to defend him.
No.
But to the point is, anyone who's won 1,024th who starts claiming for whatever reason it is, and now to go out and do this and say it right now, how stupid is she?
What?
That's just stupid.
How is she stupid?
Why is she
How's she stupid? She's bringing back light to that, oh, yeah, I claimed to be on an application 40 years ago.
She never did
when
that.
Yes, she did.
No, hold on. Sum it down, Pep. She never went out there and said.
She never put it on an application.
No, she never claimed to say, I used this to get in somewhere.
She never put it on an application.
Oh, let's go ahead and talk to her. Let's go ahead. Caller, welcome to the Spike on the Mic show. How you sticking? You actually did that. All I got to say is...
It's better than a toilet flush.
Why would you put it on an application if it doesn't get you a benefit? Why would you put it on there?
Here, I'm going to tell you why.
Okay.
You have white people, you got black people, and you got Indian American people.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Check
just,
one of them.
Just
check,
them?
Check one of them boxes. Chinese people. Which one of them boxes you going to check?
Me?
Japanese.
No, her.
Her.
And all her life she thought she was Indian.
She's 99.99 bigger than 99% white. Yes.
And okay. All her life.
What would you put?
I pick American Indian because I am 63% white.
How do you know?
Okay.
Did you take the test? Did you take the test?
I got the DNA test.
Hold on a second. Watch this. Life.
I've asked where my from my grandmother. Oh. And
so you going by somebody told you.
Well,
yes or no?
DNA? Yeah.
Look, I grew up.
No, you're going by what somebody told you. Yes or no?
Jesus.
And she was told.
I have direct ancestors who spoke the Kaw Indian language.
What did I ask you?
Okay, all right.
They spoke
to
you?
But you know what? She's asking like eight generations back.
I know.
All right, that's totally different. I see every day that my uncle drinking Lysol out of a can because it's cheaper than anything else.
Wait.
So you're trying to claim all this other stuff.
More importantly is, why is this important?
I don't know.
Oh,
because this was the topic.
Because it was the topic.
Yeah, it was the topic.
Because 45 said claim. Prove your ancestry, and she did. And
but
she
is honestly 1,024th proving that you are are Indian?
You have the blood. Do you have the blood? I mean, you're not.
I'm asking you.
If you have the blood, I mean, you're not.
Yeah,
I'm asking you a question.
1,024th.
You're not.
You should not receive anything advantage.
What did she receive? Tell me, I got to research.
Why would she put it?
Tell me what she
received. She received admission to Harvard
because she was.
Get out of here.
Well, it's less than.
I got to look at it.
It's less than 1,024th of his net worth to give her $1 million, so he should do it.
I agree. He should pay her.
His alleged net worth.
He should pay her.
Simple question, Smots.
Yeah.
Do you believe the DNA test?
I believe they're.
Totally. Sure.
98% I believe in DNA tests, yes. Tells you.
And if it would have came back saying she's all Indian, would you have believed it?
Then I would have to believe it, yeah, that she
okay,
was.
Okay, I want to make sure you're consistent with your line. Because I think that...
No, it is important to be a consistent liar.
They gave you a number, 1,002... And you saying, yeah, that's right. Because I would have said, what the hell y'all come up with that?
Well, because you go, first of all, if you one parent is and one isn't, you're half, all right? Then if neither one of those is there, then it's your quarter. You know, you going back.
So they went to 1,000 people?
Then you could go, no, an eighth, no. Then you go a 16th. Then you go a 32nd, the 64th. Then a 128, 256, 512, 1,024th. You're eight generations back, nine generations back.
There you go. Yeah.
All right.
So I can't claim to be Irish because of my Irish blood. My 132nd Irish blood.
132nd?
I can't. I wouldn't be Irish now.
I wouldn't say. I mean, you have much more.
Let's land this plane.
Yeah,
let's land this plane.
You have Muhammad Ali is Irish.
Being black.
Muhammad Ali claimed to be Irish.
No, not yet. We gotta land this plane.
Ah, come on.
Do you think he's gonna pay the money? Smart. What's your name? PW.
His last name is Clay.
He never pays any money.
All right.
No, he don't pay his damn taxes. He ain't paying nothing. Screw him.
Voice of reason.
Did he say he would do it?
Yes.
Promise he would, but he won't.
Then he won't.
Yes.
Then he won't, yes.
Dr. Captain Clark.
In my experience with betting, anytime anybody invokes the figure, $1 million means it's automatically not going to get paid regardless of who's making the claim.
Yeah, it totally.
That's a silly number that people throw out when they're betting.
Exactly.
Oh, you must have seen Austin Powers, $1 million.
Yeah, but this is a billionaire.
Dr. How many times have I had people bet with me? I'll bet you $1 million.
Yeah.
It never happens.
I'll fight him for $1 million.
Right.
You know, they say,
right.
You
don't have $10. How are you going to bet $1 million?
Yeah, but I think this guy got his million.
No, I don't think so. I think he doesn't have $10.
So I think the whole thing is silly.
All right, Smart, you think he's going to pay the bet?
No, he's not paying her.
Yeah.
And, I mean, technically, by technicality, if you all say he said if you show you had any in you, then he owes her. But by him losing that bet, he's actually proven her to be as big of a fraud that every person who claims to be American Indian and black and other things. Like, if I claimed to be black,
you keep going there,
I would be a fraud, even though I had 2%. That's a fraud.
Smart hates Elizabeth Warren. That's the takeaway.
That's wrong. Yeah.
Did I just get taller?
Because totally taller.
Because
one drop of black blood makes you black.
Absolutely. Yeah.
One drop of black blood makes you black.
But you ain't getting shot by the cops when you get pulled over. I guarantee you that.
This show is now 50-50. Yeah.
I'm slightly more than 512 because it was like one. It was between the 256 and 512, which is right about.
Do what you do. Try to confuse us with numbers.
388.
Try to confuse us with numbers. We ain't falling for that.
So that 1 million and the president ain't gonna pay.
All right. Next time you get pulled over, say this.
Yeah.
Yes, a boss.
Congratulations for being even more American than I thought you were.
You and taller.
And taller.
And a cop's still going to shoot him, so he's good.
Well, that explains why maybe I'm the butt person for Spike.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Not Spike's butt person.
Yeah. Oh, y'all agreed to that, Jane.
I thought I missed something. Is he going to start pouring your beer now? What the hell?
It's serious.
Shut up, Spike.
Damn.
Okay, we covered it.
All right, let's go. Next
he's
topic.
He's not going to pay.
This is not going to go well.
This next topic is going to be at least 1,024th as interesting as the last one.
At least.
Maybe.
All right, listen. I like to call this topic Whatever, Get Real.
Whatever, Get Real.
All right.
I thought that was the last topic.
No.
Well played.
Oxford University of Computation Social Science.
Yeah.
No,
Oxford University of
Copulation.
Why do we always have to go to
Social Science? They were banging? Copulation?
Yeah, we always have to go to copulation.
Well,
Computational.
Oh, computational science.
Yeah, now what does that mean?
Okay, that's different.
Yeah. That's where you go in at the Catholic Church and tell the priest that you've been bad. You go into the computational.
Yes.
Oh, well, then that don't
Father,
go.
Father, I've been computational.
does not
Walk
go with this
computational.
At all.
It's been 3 years since my last computation.
All right, so, and this kind of, I think we've talked about this one time before, but.
Oh, always.
Yeah, that's what
we
do.
Yeah, that figures.
It's got ashes in it, doesn't it?
Too hot to date. Is online dating harder for good-looking men? Now, the reason I'm saying that
Online dating harder for good-looking men.
Yeah, I seem to remember.
No dating for good-looking men is difficult.
Exactly.
It's all easy for good-looking men.
Yes.
So you going to dispute?
Of course.
The Oxford University computational
science. I'm smarter
than
Oxford. Yeah.
Yeah.
They did a study. Of course, they did a study of more than 150,000 straight daters. Over a 10-year period.
Straight daters.
Yeah. I guess these were straight people, men, dating.
Right. Not gay.
Yeah.
Non-gay.
Yeah. Right. So what they did is they got...
Non-computational.
They got good-looking people. Right. And then they tried to say, what's your problem with this? And I'm paraphrasing the story because I'm just trying to keep it moving. So they say, a lot of them say, and I can't find the numbers right now, said that many of the men have problems trying to match the dating because of their looks. They're saying 10 fewer messages were received for men who call themselves more than average good looking.
Oh, so nobody got to see them. They call themselves good looking.
Yeah. My question.
Yeah,
to the,
I'm not answering that either. Yeah.
My question to the illegal riffraff and the shipping containers. Do you guys believe that? That if you are more than average good looking guy.
No. If you call yourself.
Yeah.
More than average good looking guy.
Oh,
then
okay.
You're screwed. Yeah.
Egotistical.
Yeah, that's what he just said. Yeah. Oh.
But the word on the street is when you're doing your dating service, they swipe left, right, upside down, and they see you.
Right.
So do you think that if you was on the dating site that you would have a problem getting
with a guy who calls himself more than average good looking?
Yeah, and I guess I need some clarification on what I'm talking about, so I'll talk to Dr. Captain Clark.
Huh? What?
I'm just saying, do you think that...
No, I don't. I don't think... Because especially the issue with computer dating is that it's very much geared to people who are, for lack of a better word, superficial. I don't mean that in an accusatory way. But what draws you into connecting with someone online is their picture.
Right.
And
that's the goal.
It's a pretty simple thing to, you know, assume that good-looking people are going to have more people click on their picture to check them out
than
someone who's not traditionally good-looking.
What if I was looking for another man who was into Marvel Comics?
You still have to look at the picture and then go from there. It's the picture's the gateway.
No.
There's nothing that says Marvel Comics.
Oh, yeah, there is.
Okay. Yeah. Well, never mind then.
All right.
I've got a question.
Okay, go ahead, boys.
As people, are you talking about how many times somebody actually looks at their picture, or how many times that they actually
contact with someone?
Right.
Is what I think you're saying.
Yes.
Is it initiate contact or look at the picture?
I'm going to go with initiate contact.
But that involves looking at a picture, though.
I understand that, but I'm thinking that more girls probably would rather say, as they're with their girlfriends giggling, saying, we'd be swiping through pictures saying, ew, 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 if they're just looking at pictures, rather than saying, oh, oh, oh.
I have no idea what you're talking about other than sounding out vowels.
Yeah, I'm with you on that one.
Okay.
No idea what he just said.
No idea.
I think they deliberately go look at the ugly guys so that they can make fun of them with their girlfriends.
It's a personal
experience. So they're not initiating contact with those guys then.
Right, so that's why I wanted to clarify.
That's what I was saying.
You know, you're the voice of reason, right?
The good-looking guys get more contacts.
Gas, man. What are you saying?
Me being on Tinder and I'm on Plenty of Fish. I mean, the girls that...
Damn.
I'm on two dating websites, and the girls that come after me, I'm like, I'm not really attracted to them. I'm like...
Damn. Why? You too good-looking?
They're just not my type, man.
So you're the problem because... They ask some women on this site here, and they saying if he's a 10, women tend not to show interest because they assume
he's too good for them because he
thinks he's too perfect.
Oh,
you fit that mold.
You are cursed.
That's true.
You are cursed.
So you believe that?
The women that I'm just
no,
not
Mark
attracted
is cursed.
To, man. I don't know. Maybe.
Is the headphones right there? I'm gonna grab.
So the real problem for you, Mark, is you have to put up with too many dogs.
Nah, I didn't say that, but I politely decline them, and if they message me, I'll message them back. Thanks for reaching out.
But the women, the women saying that they worry that this person might think they're too cocky or have too much going for themselves to do that. Give her a head. I got to ask you a question. You're a female.
I don't know what they think,
come over here. Okay. All right, Amber. Your name is probably not Amber, is it?
It's Jayla.
Jayla. Okay, our topic is about do good-looking men have problems dating on the website?
Yeah.
They do?
Is that my problem?
They don't.
Yeah. They did a study and they said that women tend not to be interested in a guy if he's good-looking because they think that he's too into himself. Do you concur with that?
Honestly, yeah.
So,
all right.
So you think good-looking men on a dating website or really full of themselves?
So that would explain, though, why I don't get dates on the website.
Oh, that's totally.
No,
yeah.
No, we want to hear
no one. No one.
It depends because like Tinder. There's, I mean, not. Yeah, it's Tinder and like the other. What's the other?
Go
one?
Get some fish.
Yeah.
Plenty that
fish,
one.
Yeah.
But I do know a lot of people, like a lot of my friends have that.
Yeah.
They're good looking, but I think it's just for them to.
So
you know.
if your friends are swiping and this good looking guy comes up, will they hit go or they would just go look at him and then go
or
to the next?
Or do you just figure, oh, this is BS?
If they see a good looking girl?
Right. Yeah. Guy.
Yeah, they'd probably be like, oh, yeah, I'm not a match.
Well, they
up
probably, it's different though. They probably swipe to say yes, but when it comes down to it, they're like, eh, maybe he's too good looking, right? No?
I don't know. It's, it all depends. I mean, it's all looks, obviously, on Tinder. So you
see, that's what I'm saying.
It's all about looks.
Right.
And once you meet that person, it's all it's personality, you know?
So right. are you afraid of a good-looking man?
I don't know.
That's why Spike
honestly
doesn't intimidate you at all, does he?
She can't look me in the eyes because I'm good-looking.
Shut up, smart.
But hold on a second. So there's a little hint of truth in this, that a good-looking man can intimidate a woman.
Honestly, yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Clark, it's pretty simple. We can.
Then why are you asking the rest of us dudes? You're set. You got the answer.
No. Smarts. Not smarts, but Dr. Calvin Clark.
He already answered.
I think it's pretty simple. If you come across two dating profiles, and one is Danny DeVito, and one is Bradley Cooper, which one are you going to click on? Just that simple. What are you going to click on?
I could come back.
May be intimidated by Bradley Cooper, but you're definitely not going to click on Danny DeVito.
Hey, I'm straight and I do Bradley Cooper. Damn.
I'm just saying, because dating sites.
I'm a good looking man.
Dating sites are set up where the first thing you see is a picture, and that's your gateway to whatever happens afterwards. So good looking guys are going to get more clicks than non good looking guys to start things off.
Yeah, and it's true.
But then if you meet them in person, you know, like.
Yeah, then things might change. Right.
Right, but the site says that good looking guys are complaining because they're not getting hits.
Well, they're stupid because they are getting hits.
Yeah, we do.
Yeah, you just broke it. Don't.
It's not broken.
Well, thank you. I know you got to get back out, but we appreciate you. You are awesome. I love the sound of your voice.
Can you say shut up, Spike?
No, get away. Walk. Get the stepping.
Thank you.
So she just
shut up, Spike.
She just justified or what's the word? Quantified that it could possibly be true. But I'm going with Dr. Smuts. I don't.
Dr. Smuts. When did he become doctor?
Okay, damn it. I've been. Okay.
No, he's been promoted. He's got 2%.
Well, since I became black.
It's the 2%.
I'm going.
Next thing you know, he's going to have a boat.
Yeah. You know what I got promoted is when I became black.
Oh, yeah, that's true. Yeah.
Damn, yeah. Yeah. You almost went worth a damn now.
Yeah.
Now you.
Good luck getting your ass whooped by the cop.
Yeah, brother. I might let you pull my bill.
It just comes down to human nature. A dating site shows you a picture. It doesn't play a recording of the person's voice. It doesn't show, you know, what their interests are. It's a picture. It's a photograph. Right. And that's all you have to go off to start with.
You
so
know what I found on internet dating is that
there's
the
no
women,
way I'm going to believe that like good-looking guys aren't getting
so
initial
they just, hits. They just whining, huh?
Here's the thing.
It has to be. It just doesn't make sense.
But there's 150,000 people have been surveyed.
You know what? Maybe it's the good-looking guy's definition of what they qualify as getting interest.
You know
maybe
what I'm thinking? Maybe the women that are hitting them, they like Gas Man, they think they're too good-looking for them.
Also, I don't know how you even do a study on something as subjective as what's good-looking. Who determines what's good-looking?
You don't.
Well, it's also almost like saying attractive people aren't attractive.
Yeah, exactly. It's
built
absurd.
Into the word.
Yeah, but
attractive.
Didn't you also say that these men identify themselves as good looking?
Yeah.
Oh, see,
I've never said that.
Well,
yeah, that might be a turn.
I've also never seen a dating site that has a box that clicks, "Are you good looking? Yes or no?"
Yeah,
I've never seen that either.
Right. But you know, Spike would still fill it in.
Oh,
yeah.
Double check.
Look, you know, I mean, to the point, I think like if you're looking at the women are looking just for a good time, they probably are not. But if they're looking for, I mean, if they're saying, I think there's a hint of it that if there's a really, really good looking, then they're thinking, oh, maybe he's not, maybe he cheats too much, maybe he does this, maybe he isn't sincere. I think there is, like, let me just take it just a notch down. But I mean, for these, I guess I didn't really hear you on the study, whether it's what the guy's opinion was, right?
Yeah, this study's all from the guy's response.
Now, what I think could be at play here is there are guys who are narcissistic who may go out of their way to strive themselves as I'm really smart, I'm really good looking.
Right.
And it's entirely possible a woman could look at that. A woman could look at that and go, that guy's obviously a jackass. I'm not going to click on him.
Yeah, yeah.
Right, regardless of what he said.
Yeah.
Now, that could be a factor, sure.
But listen, our unscientific study tells that gas man is that guy.
What I would say, though, if we went in and asked every waitress here and go, hey, what guy says they're the best thing ever, the most to you ever that you ever see.
Right. Is it really the good looking guys?
Yeah. Right. And would it be maybe a guy like at this table?
Right. Yeah, it'd be me.
Right.
Right. Hey, I can't help because I'm good looking.
Yeah, exactly.
Damn.
Exactly. I think you solved it.
Yeah. All right. I don't know how we're going to resolve this study, but I thought it was a bunch of bull.
I'd say more attractive people are more attractive.
Yeah, that's deep.
You know what? That is the reason why we're here.
Yeah, he's totally the reason why
this
we're
is
here.
Why we're here. Because without that,
yeah,
we would have been totally lost and confused.
They call me the voice of reason.
All right, so let's do this. Let's go ahead and do a question of the day. Topic changing real quick.
And here comes another topic. It sounds like it's going to be question of the day. I could be wrong. On the Spike and the Mic Show.
All right. You guys know that. You guys heard about the big news that Ariana Grande and Peter Philip broke up.
They broke up. Yeah. Yes, I was interrupted at a concert. My watch went off, and there it was. Yeah,
she's the very minute.
I was
so far out of his league. He's a freaking loser. She's so out of his league.
Yes, you know, he definitely level jumped and above his skis. Yeah. I'll give you that. But love is in the face, okay? It don't make no difference. Just because you
might... What do you mean it's in the face?
Because Ariana saw Peter...
Yeah.
He's not even a good-looking guy.
To you, love is in... You know, somebody like that. Just like the pretty woman got with the ugly guy who put blood on his rice or whatever he did. Okay, y'all have no idea what I'm talking about, do you?
Man. I have no idea who...
I took a dark turn.
No. In the movie or what?
Okay, who's the pretty woman?
Have you just
Julia
gotten
Childs,
back from
not
space?
Julia Childs.
Yeah. Julia Roberts.
Julia Roberts. She used to date the guy who from...
Lyle Lovett. Yeah.
Lyle gotta Lovett. Get go- no.
Billy Bob Thornton.
Yeah, that dude.
And that's two. No, she dated Lyle Lovett and Billy Bob. Two ugly guys.
That's
two
right.
ugly, yeah, two ugly guys.
So,
well, look at Paulina Porizkova.
So beauty is in the face. You can't tell somebody how they look good. If an ugly woman gets with an ugly man,
that's a good point.
A pretty woman gets with an ugly man, that's how it is.
That's a good point.
Right? That's how it goes. So,
Christie Brinkley and Billy Joel.
There you go.
No, they both can pass the census test.
No. And Billy Joel, he's not as bad as Ocasek and Lovett.
Yeah, Ocasek is in the right. Look, hideous.
And I think Billy Bob Thornton, I know, but he can pass to some big things. He's got a look that
he
people can like.
Yeah,
Ocasek and Lovett.
Yeah, there. Yeah.
Oh, you can say that because you're 2% black.
Yeah. That's right. He's not going to ride. He's not going to ride, Dad.
And he's handsome, too.
Yeah, oh, yeah, he's going to ride.
He is terrible.
You know he's going
to
ride.
Get back to me.
What about David Copperfield?
He's a good-looking guy.
Claudia Schiffer.
Not a single percent black.
Yeah. That's just wrong trying to Copperfield. Okay, question. Here's the question of the day.
Oh, you have a question?
For you legal riffraff and shipping containers.
That's us.
And you guys should know this going through y'all history and life.
Excuse me? Could you hold that down?
Yeah. Is getting a tattoo of your significant other on your body the kiss of death?
Yes.
Do you think it is?
PW says yes.
All right. Gas man.
Yes, it is.
Voice of reason.
I would imagine, I mean, that's going to ruin you for anybody else for the rest of your life.
All right. Dr. Captain.
Yeah, I don't think it's a good idea.
And Smuts.
I don't think it's the kiss of death. I think the kiss of death was probably what led them to get together in the first place. I mean, you know? I think
wait,
it's just
a
capper. I mean, it's like there was something wrong with it to get that idea.
If you're going to tattoo yourself.
I think it would have ended probably the same way if they didn't get the tattoo.
Yeah. I know a lot of tattoo artists, and the guy who managed it, and there were artists that would refuse to tattoo a name
Oh, really?
They won't do it.
Yeah. Yeah.
We're not doing it.
Yeah.
They won't do it.
Yeah. Why? They think they too good?
No, because it's going to end up in failure. They don't believe it.
What if I dated a girl named Faith and I got Faith on there?
Oh, that's fine.
That's okay?
Yeah, you can get away
with it. Well, you're trying to do a loophole.
One of my favorite wrestlers, The Undertaker, he had Sarah tattooed across his neck.
Yeah.
Smile. They broke up. And guess what? He had to get it covered up.
Yeah.
So you guys think that getting a tattoo, hold on a second.
Or find another girl named Sarah.
Getting a tattoo is a kiss of death. Or do you guys just think tattoos are bad in general?
I don't even think
tattoos are awesome.
Tattoos are fine.
I got three of them. Tattoos are awesome.
Tattoos are fine, but my God.
I got three of them. Very awesome.
I think it's that what's in your mind that you want to get a significant other is the problem.
Wait, why do you have a tattoo that says Sesame Street? What's that all about?
I don't have a... What the hell are you talking about? Sesame Street.
You just pulled your shirt up and I saw it.
Quick question.
Sesame Street. Right there. It says that.
Quick question. Do you think tattoos are bad? PW.
I think they're not a good idea.
All right. Dr. Kevin Clark.
I'm not into them. I'm not going to say they're bad. It's a personal choice. Yeah. I choose not to.
Voice?
I can't see myself being attracted to anyone that would put my face tattooed on their body.
Yeah. That's true. Why you snort?
That's
a good point.
Tattoos are awesome.
Personal choice. I don't care. People can do whatever they want to their body.
Okay. So right now, nobody is in favor of tattoos except for the gas man. So why do you think if I get married tattooed on my arm, it's a kiss of death?
You may not be with Mary for the rest of your life.
Yeah. And Joan may not like it.
I would like one of those tattoos, those penis tattoos that says one thing in one state and another thing in another state.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. That's great.
That would be a great one to have.
Yeah, I don't know what y'all speak of.
Especially if you're standing not that close to the border.
Yeah, exactly.
What? Y'all, listen, the most important thing about us trying to win an award is we stay on track.
That was totally on track.
Yeah, we were talking about tattoos. He talked about tattoos.
Yeah. No, somehow we got to the border.
Yeah,
well, if you have a tattoo on one half,
what?
If you have one a tattoo on one part of your arm,
right?
Okay,
right.
And then you have a part of tattoo on your fist, okay?
Right.
And that arm, you're standing 10 feet away from the border, and it still reaches across it. That's a long arm.
But and to really real quick ask you, because you said the kiss of death is the fact they got the name on there. Do you think that if they didn't get the name on there, that they would have survived together anyway? I don't think so.
Yeah, I mean, but I do believe getting the tattoo did not dictate the survival of the relationship.
Right.
But people say that.
No. It's the fact that they would think that they get a name tattooed. They're destined to fail anyway.
Yeah, it's the thought. It's the thought.
Those are destined to fail.
Almost
not
as
a tattoo. The tattoos are fine. People can do whatever they want with their body.
The actual tattoo is icing on the cake, though.
Yeah, of course. Yeah. It's icing. But it's not the fact that it's not the death
coming
knell.
Up on 2 minutes. 2 minutes.
Mm. Yeah. Well, dang. Why we get now? We get public announcements.
Yeah. Well, I'm just trying to help.
It's for a.
Have we got time to do the B report song?
I don't.
Yeah,
think
let's
so.
Do the B report real quick.
The B report song, just the song.
Oh, all right. Just the song.
Yeah.
Boy, we reached a new level.
Is this something that calls the bees to your house?
Hey, kids, what time is it? It's time for the Spike on the Mic Bee Report. And now here is your host, Steve.
Hey, ladies and gentlemen. Support bees.
All right. Perfect.
I don't think that was...
What's your bee report?
We teased our audience.
Why don't you just get bees tattooed on your
tramp stamp? We only have a minute left. Yeah. It's coming up. The noise.
And we fulfilled our obligation.
So what we do is we go around the room, ladies and gentlemen. We have
the
to talk
report
about
brought to you by the Spike on the Mic Show.
What stuck with you tonight? And I'll start out with you, Gas Man.
So me, Elizabeth Warren is American Indian, and Donald Trump owes our charity $1 million.
There you go. And voice?
Elizabeth Warren is a Native American, and Donald Trump does owe her charity $1 million.
PW, what stuck with you tonight?
Just you.
Seconds.
Just you.
Just me? Dr. Captain Clark.
I agree.
The show peaked when people couldn't hear it.
Hold on a second. You said the show what?
Peaked.
Yeah, so when people couldn't hear it. Yeah.
Smots.
I'm a huge fan of cheese, and with tonight's game in Green Bay, I am no longer a fan of cheese. Watching them process it with that salt and everything in these big old vats. No, I can't do it anymore.
I don't know what you're talking about.
We didn't even talk about that.
Ladies and gentlemen, Spike on the Mic Show. Love you guys. Sorry we had a little technical difficulty. Oh, programming note. No show next week.
What? Yeah,
oh, no show next week. So
why?
You got to get the premium channel to figure out why. I'm Spike on the Mic, and we out, ladies and gentlemen. One.